Sexual health and rights. Girls' sexual health and rights are also limited when they are child brides. They are often unable to express their sexuality and make free and informed decisions, including if, when, and with whom to enter into a relationship. The impact of CFM on rights of girls and women can be wide-ranging. They are powerless and become vulnerable to violence. Their freedom of movement and association is most often restricted. CFM undermines agency and autonomy. Note reference 105. While a form of violence in itself, CFM puts girls at risk of violence, including the risk of intimate partner violence. Research shows that many girls face some form of violence and abuse from partners, and this is disproportionately affected by age, with younger girls who have been married being more susceptible. Note reference 106. Socioculturally, marriage, especially for a woman, is viewed as a rite of passage into adulthood and a defining feature of a young person's life. This, together with notions of reaching adulthood at puberty, make marriage an attractive strategy to ensuring a better life for girls, despite the consequences and threats that prevail. This opens up the space for limiting a range of rights. Violence affects a girl's ability to assert her SRHR, as these aspects would be controlled, including her access to contraception and health-seeking behavior. This has a direct impact on maternal mortality and morbidity. Note reference 107. The coercive nature of sexual experiences for young women is another factor for consideration. The study in parts of India showed that this was significant for young women regardless of her marriage situation. Note reference 108. Many young women are conditioned to think that a husband has the right to sex and that it is justified for a husband to beat his wife for refusing sex. Note reference 109. Socioculturally, marriage, especially for a woman, is viewed as a rite of passage into adulthood and a defining feature of a young person's life. This, together with notions of reaching adulthood at puberty, makes marriage an attractive strategy to ensuring a better life for girls, despite the consequences and threats that prevail. This opens up the space for limiting a range of rights. There is a wide gap between becoming sexually active and knowing how to be prepared for it. Having access to information, to resources, and comprehensive sexuality education (CSE) are further gaps. If such access is provided, girls who are married, page 29, can be better equipped to protect themselves from pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections (STIs), including HIV and AIDS. They would be in a better position to make decisions of their own and assert themselves. Note reference 110. The dearth of information and services for married adolescents on HIV and AIDS stands to affect the spread of the virus, not just amongst young people but from mother to child, especially in the context of high childbearing and related pressures. Evidence suggests that adolescents and young people have limited access to this information. Despite the growing number of girls who are given in marriage below the age of 15 and 18 years in the region, perceptions and attitudes on the need for and availability of information and CSE in and out of schools are limited. Education curricula do not include a rights-based and gender-responsive framework, which would ensure girls' empowerment of girls and help girls negotiate their position with the household and make more informed decisions, including resisting CFM. Note reference 113. Furthermore, access to SRH services for unmarried young people is banned in some countries, such as Bangladesh. Note reference 114. Teenage girls are also more susceptible to STIs than mature women due to biological factors, such as hormonal fluctuations and the permeability of vaginal tissue, and social factors, such as unequal power relations within the household, which results in their lack of control over sexuality and inability to negotiate safe sex. Note reference 115. They are not able to refuse sex or insist on contraceptive use, including condom use, to the husband, who is often older and more sexually experienced. Moreover, the girls are vulnerable to domestic and sexual violence. Note reference 116. An older study found that India has the highest levels of domestic violence among women married by 18.67%. Note reference 117.